While more high school students in Maine are going on to college these days, they're taking their time to graduate. More than half don't finish within 6 years, and some don't finish at all. As Robbie Feinberg reports, one university in rural northern Maine hopes to curb the rate of dropouts and prepare students for the working world by taking a different approach.
We talk about the inside and the outside of the cell. We're going to use this term, potential.
The first few minutes of Scott Dobrin's anatomy and physiology class at the University of Maine Presque Isle looks like most any traditional college course. Dobrin stands at the front of the class and lectures on topics such as cell membranes and depolarization.
So if we have one of these subunits that have positive charge...
But then, after about 15 minutes, the lecture comes to a stop, and Dobrin offers his students several choices for how to spend the rest of class. They can start a worksheet, start reading for next week, or maybe retake a test from an earlier unit.
Anybody want to redo assessment one now? A little bit of time?
This isn't your typical college class structure. In fact, over the past 3 years, UMPI has become one of the first schools of its kind in the country to fully embrace what's called proficiency or competency-based education.
And so what we've done with this curriculum is, okay, here's a very specific learning outcome.
UMPI's Director for Student Success, Vanessa Pearson, says that when a student walks into school as a freshman, they're no longer told, these are the classes you have to take to get this degree. Instead, they're given a kind of educational roadmap. Over the next 4 years, they have to show they're proficient in more than 100 learning outcomes on topics such as critical thinking and communication. The idea is to give students more control over the pace of their learning. While students still take traditional classes with grades, they're now also assessed on their understanding of the learning outcomes that relate to their particular field of study.
So it's easier for students to understand, instead of just taking this random math class, this is what I'm going to learn in this particular class, and so then this is how it applies to my major as a police officer.
And perhaps the most radical thing the school has done is to basically get rid of the failing grade for many students. Now, if a student does slack off and not go to class, they will fail. But for students who struggle with a specific topic or can't get a paper in at the deadline, they can be given a grade of NP. That stands for not proficient. Those students then sign an agreement with their teacher at the end of semester to get their work finished within about a month. If they do that, their grade will likely go from an NP to a C, a B, or even an A. Junior Allison Lopez says getting an NP was actually a huge help in anatomy class. She says it gave her time to really understand the subject before submitting her work.
So with having that extra time to complete the work that shows my level of competency, I felt better because I know I could take my own time on it.
And by avoiding an F, students can continue toward their degree without having to retake the class, an obstacle that can prompt some to drop out. UMPI Interim President Raymond Rice says that can make a difference here in Aroostook County.
Only 20% of people in Aroostook County have a 2 or 4 year degree, so we really have to see that move up towards 30 and 40%.
This kind of approach has been used at the college level, but mostly for specialty programs or online degrees. Very few, if any, traditional public universities have tried it on a school-wide level. And researcher Lindsay Doherty says competency and proficiency-based education has rarely been used for 18 and 19-year-olds who may lack the self-discipline to manage their own progress.
Students are going from something where they're being forced to sit in a high school class every day to completely self-managing and being 100% responsible with significantly less structure.
But officials at UMPI say they've created a system that, if anything, gives these students more support than a traditional college. Still, the approach has its critics. UMPI's Director of Student Success, Vanessa Pearson, acknowledges that she's seen complaints in student surveys that the system may actually reward procrastination.
It promotes the lazy students, or that it gives students, you know, that they have extra chances, so why try to do it on the first time?
Ultimately, though, Pearson says there's evidence that the three-year-old strategy is working at UMPI so far. She says about 60% of those NPs are now turning into passing grades, which officials say should help students graduate more quickly instead of having to retake entire classes. The result of all this change won't be known for a few years, but educators across the country will be watching what happens at the University of Maine at Presque Isle to see if proficiency-based education can really work at the college level. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.